And that by his spirit we shall prevail. As a scripture that says, it says that it's not by might and it's not by power, but by his spirit. And that's what we endeavor to do, is pull on the spirit of God and reach out to him, that where we can feel his spirit. You know, if we begin to do that, and if you know that things just go so much better when the Spirit of God is involved, we're people that believe in that. You know, when we encourage it, as a matter of fact, we know that we can't serve God properly without his Spirit. That's part of it. So I'm thankful tonight that we're here to lift him up, worship him, just even having this opportunity to serve God. I'm thankful tonight that we find ourselves in God, in the house of God, and we singing about it. You know, a precious thing. You know, how we should shout and praise because who he is. And I've been reading a lot in the New Testament, and it's a lot about Jesus and his life, and it just really we was talking Sunday about that, and Brother Paul mentioned, you know, about the balance. That's what I was thinking that, but anyway, he said it, and I feel like Jesus had the proper balance in dealing with family, Israelite people, and even Gentiles. He had a balance. He had the spirit, again, without measure. Of course, but we're working on that. I feel like we can have that kind of balance. You know, dealing with, if our hearts are right, we had the right motive, and you know, we talk to our loved ones, and you know, you somewhat are maybe limited on how much you can talk about the things that we know and understand, but still, just the fact that we can show love. You know, we can show love when other people maybe don't understand. You know, we understand too. You know, we know we can reach out in a way that that people can tell, they can feel our love. And I was just thinking this week we was in this store. We was in one of these Kroger stores up at work. I was hitting my wife, and this lady came in to, I think she was at the bank or whatever. But anyway, you know, we were working along, and we heard this awful noise. I mean, it was just terrible, talking, cursing, and I mean, it was just awful. I thought, man, I ain't never heard nothing like that. I don't know if I ever, but anyway, and I thought, man, anyway, she finally calmed down, and she was mad, but anyway, she was real mad. Brother Paul McGowan's son walked in right after that, and he was telling us about him getting a second job, and he was training at Kroger for a night shift or whatever. But anyway, I looked at him, you know, after hearing all that ruckus, you know, from this lady. I never did even see her, but I could just hear her over there, you know. But anyway, he walked in, you know, smiling, talking. I thought, man, isn't this so much peaceful? You know, listen to, you know, because he was talking, she was asking what he was doing. He was saying he was training for, I thought he said he was saying the night shift. I thought he was saying dealing with a nut something. And I thought, yeah, she was, I was thinking he was in there to deal with this lady, and I could not believe it, you know. But anyway, I just thought he was so opposite, you know, from that, him walking in, you know, with a smile on his face, and you know, telling us about what he's doing. But anyway, finally, after I figured out what he was there for, it was so much pleasant, you know, just a pleasant voice and face, you know. In this world, I tell you what, in this world we live in, some things are not pleasant. I'm just telling you, like, it is not pleasant. It's awful. But anyway, we're here. But we are not alone. We have the Lord with us, God is equipping us to where we can walk in this world, and we can deal with this world. I'm thankful that we We'll get it equipped to where no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation that we can encounter in this world, you know, we can be able to deal with it. I'm thankful that we're in a place that where we're taught how to work, you know, in among, you know, our fellow men, and try to understand, you know. I mean, live peacefully with all men. You know, we try to, if it's at all possible. You know, sometimes it may not be possible, but if it's at all possible, you know, live peaceably with all men. So, but I think we're blessed to have the understanding and the knowledge that we have to be able to live in this world. I tell you what, I don't know. I know people deal with, you know, things without having what we have. I know people out there working with situations and that's terrible, and they don't have the understanding that we have. But I'm so much more comfortable, and I have so much consolation about working with things. I remember when we during this flood we had in 1978, and it happened on a Wednesday, and we came to church that Wednesday night. I know it was bad, but I felt, you know, Brother Tucker, you know, he was there with us and the whole time, and it was comforting to know what we did, even about death, you know, understanding the what we know about the death and what happened to people. When, you know, I mean, it's comforting, really, to have that. You know, we weren't fretting over this. I mean, we were. I mean, it was awful, but it was still comforting to know the thing that we knew to be able to deal with that. And I'm just so thankful, and I'm just thankful that we have that, and I don't want to take it for granted. And I don't want to not be appreciative of what God has blessed us to have, and I want to be able to let it, you know, become a part of my life, you know, to where, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm not making the best use of the things that we have, but I want to make the best use of it. I want to be able to utilize the things that God give us. You know, I know we can't work ahead of God. Not even behind him, you know. We're supposed to. He said, "Just as dark ahead of him as it is behind him." So, I want to be with God. We have that. See, that's an understanding we have, is to know that we can work not just for God, but we can work with God. And that's what we want to do, is work with God. You know, I know everybody's going to work for him, you know, because God is in control of everything. So we know that. So we want to work with God and try to understand how God sees things. You know, see it from his point of view. From his perspective, and that makes it a lot better when we know that being faithful, you know, like we are, you know, coming to church, and I know that's what God wants us to do. You know, we understand that. You know, we don't have to fret about it, worry about whether we should go, pray about it, none of that kind of. We know that that's what we should do. You know, be faithful unto the things of God, and to have a heart to want to be like coming out praying like we did tonight. And I think it's so much so good to be able to have the heart to want to seek God. You know, we don't have all the answers. So we naturally need to seek God. We need to be talking to him. We need to be getting close to him, because we don't know altogether all the things that we face. We have a vision. We have a vision of what's going to happen to the church and the restored church and all these things that we're looking forward to and in expectation of it. But individually, you know, God's going to have a church, but all I have to do is be concerned about how am I going to fit in that? Where am I in the picture? You know, am I going to do what I need to do to be able to be where I need to be when God complete his work? And when God completes a restored church, am I going to be in it? That's a question I should be asking myself. Where am I going to be? You know, they say when a roll is called up there, are you going to be there? Am I going to be up here? I'm going to be down here. So I want to be where I want to be with God. I want to be with his people. And I'm thankful that I'm in a place of where I can be. All I need to do is just apply myself to the things of God. and be open to Him, have my heart open. And I feel like, to a degree, I am open to the things of God. And I'm so thankful that we get to be among, like I say, among God's people. It feels good to be in fellowship with God's people, people that are seeking Him, that are serving Him. I hope the best of their abilities, you know, the best that we know, doing all that we know to do in serving God. That's what we are. My aim is to work and do it all that I know to do. Sometimes, like I say, I don't always feel like I'm measuring up to what God is expecting, but I want to be. I really do. I really want to. I want to give my heart totally. You know, Jesus, you know, He didn't have a problem telling people to, you know, sell all you have, you know, like He told a young, rich young ruler that I guess what Jesus was seeing in that man was that he was rich in his own spirit. You know, he felt like he, you know, that he, in his own spirit, you know, he was doing all, you know, he was doing everything, you know. What else do I like, you know? Jesus saw through that, didn't he? He saw through that. He said, "This man here, he's full of himself." I'll take care of that, you know. But we do. I mean, even in the early church, you know, that it come to it where I don't know if everybody sold all the properties and things and laid it at the apostles' feet. I'm not sure if everybody did that or if it was required. But I feel like, you know, we have to be in tune with God enough to know what God is asking of us. You know, God can ask things of us, and He may not ask each individually, each person the same thing, you know. So we have to, that's what I want to do. I want to be in tune with God enough to know, you know, like the scripture in the Old Testament, about what God requires. Isn't that scripture that talks about God? What does God require? You the old man or something like that. And to walk humbly before Him and, you know, those kind of things. So God does require some things of us. And I like to just, you know, be open enough to the Lord and be honest enough, you know, to ask God. Because sometimes, you know, I got a sister, well, she's not living now, but anyway, she used to talk about, you know, it's a saying that, you know, the more you know, the more you're required. You know, like if you know more, then it's, but so she didn't want to know anymore, you know, so it wouldn't be required of her, you know, to do better, you know, since she wouldn't know anymore. But I don't know if that's like, who was that talking Sunday about, people in ignorance, you know, of the law. Somebody was talking about that. Will the policeman pull them over anyway? Just because you don't know any better? You know, it's the law of the land, you know, that we live in. And if I'm ignorant of it, then that don't excuse me. It doesn't excuse me to break it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still required to obey it, whether I know it or not. You know, that's just in the natural. So God requires some things of us, and so I need to try to get busy and make sure I get close enough to the Lord and understand some of the things that God requires and what He expected. And that's what I want. I want to learn more about what He likes. You know, Brother Tuck used to talk about, you know, giving people things, and you don't find out what they like. You know, if you want to give somebody something and you give them something they don't like, you like to say going fishing, fish don't like strawberries, so you don't use strawberries as bait, you know, going fishing, because fish don't like strawberries. They like worms and crickets, that kind of thing. So if we have to find out, you know, he used to use these simple things like fishing, you know, like you don't go fishing with pineapple or strawberries or things like that or grapes, but you go fishing with things that you know that fish like, you know. So anyway, we have to learn about the Lord and learn what God likes. And some things He hates. He hates it, you know. So those things we definitely want to stay away from. And find out what He likes, and try to do more of that. So we're learning. I feel like this is, I don't want to be forever learning, but we are learning. We want to eventually measure up. But in the meantime, we want to keep working at it. Like Brother Paul said, keep doing what you're doing. And maybe more of it. But just keep doing what you're doing. So I'm good. It's good to be here. And we're going to pray, I guess, tonight for our sick and shut in. And remember, Brother and Sister Smith, I guess they're still in the Dominican.
Tomorrow night.
Who's that?
Sister Bryant. And then the whole Golden family. I think someone said Karen. Of course, he had wisdom tooth pull out or root canal or something. Root canal, yeah, and then Curtis is sick too.
Remember the Golden family? Remember Sister Bryant? Pray for them. Brother and Sister Smith as they travel. Pray for them. Sister Lynn. All right. Brother Dodson, remember him. Sister Wilkins, Sister Riley. Your family, all right. Okay. Sister Durham. This man's family. Okay, remember him. Pray for his family. All right. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Pray that God keep his hand on him. All right, Brother Stewart. Yes. All right, remember Brother Mike's and mom. All right, he called. Yeah, thank you. Jenny Craft. Okay. Remember that need. Remember God's people. Brother and Sister Wallace. Remember them. Brother and Sister Weaver. Remember them. Pray for them. Brother Henry, yes. Remember Brother Henry. Brother Paul.
Let's pray for Tyrone and
Andy. Tyrone and Andy. Remember them. Pray for them. Sister Crow. Sister Abraham. My wife talked to her occasionally. Remember her. Yeah, she needs prayer. All right. Remember these needs. I guess the ushers will do our offering as well. Okay, so stand, take all these needs to the Lord, and pray that God will help his people. Lord, we thank you this day. Oh God, we thank you for your mercy you've shown us. Lord, help his people. Help each need, Lord, each request. Lord, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Touch each one. Sister Wilson, help our Lord. Brother Dawson. Sister Wilson as well. Oh, God. Oh, God. brothers and sisters Smith, Lord, as they travel. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, yes, Lord. Merciful Savior. Mm. Jesus, Jesus.
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances and things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. My frustration gets so out of hand. It's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken. Never had to stand a test alone. As I look at all the victories, the Spirit rises up in me. It's through the fire my weakness is made strong. He never promised the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard. Remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up. Yes, He will take you through the fire again. Sometimes I feel defeated, discouraged by my trials, and the fire is getting hard to stand. The enemy is trying to take the victory from me, and I can't fight with just the strength of man. And my heart cries out to heaven, and I feel His love surround me. I know that I can't face this world and win. So I'm going to trust Him, and He'll be there beside me to walk with me through flames of life again. He never promised the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to. Valley of decision, and the adversary says, give. our victories without fighting, but he said help will always come in time. So just remember, when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, oh, just hold on. Our Lord will show up. Oh, he will take you through the fire again. Many times I question certain circumstances, things I cannot understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. My frustrations get so out of hand. Oh, but it's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken. I've never had to stand one test alone. Oh, and when I look at all the victories, the Spirit rises up in me. It's through the fire my weakness is made strong. He never promised the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard. By my trials, the fire is getting hard to stand. The enemy is trying to take the victory from me. I can't fight with just the strength of man. Then my heart cries out to heaven. I feel his love surround me. I know I can face this world and win. So I'm going to trust him. He'll be there beside me to walk with me through flames again. Oh, he never promised the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to victories without fighting, but he said help will always come. victories without fighting, but he said help will always come in time. So just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, just hold on, our Lord will show up. Oh, he will take you through the fire again.
Well, Brother Talley asked me if I had a quick message, and I said, I can't do anything quick. You know, but I do want to stand and raise my voice and let the Lord know tonight how much I appreciate this wonderful spirit that we feel here. Isn't that good? Where else are you going to go to find this? Oh, I love this feeling. It's what our soul longs for. That's what we need. You know, in Israel, when they were wandering in the wilderness, and even after they went into Canaan and inherited the promised land, when they would go out and bring back the spoils of war, before they could use it, whatever could had to pass through the fire to purify it. That was just their ritual. But thank God that the Lord, he knew that not everything could pass through the fire. He made this provision. He said whatever couldn't stand the fire would have to go through the water to cleanse it. Aren't you glad that, I know Brother Thompson was talking about a balance Sunday. But I'm glad that there's a balance between fire and water in serving the Lord. I'm glad that it's not always fire. I couldn't make it if I was always in the fire. But thank God that there are some things that we can learn through the water, that we can get purified through going through the water. And I'm thankful for that tonight. Thankful for the Holy Ghost. Thankful for the vision that we have here tonight. You know, in John chapter 15, verse 14 or 15, Jesus said this. He said, henceforth, I no longer call you servants. He said, but I call you friends. He said, because a servant doesn't know what the master's doing. And there's a scripture that ties into that real good, and it's in Psalms. It says, he that bringeth up a servant delicately shall have him as a son in the end. And I thought, thank God. I never knew what that scripture meant. But you know, when we first come into the body and we start to hear this wonderful message and we start to feel this wonderful spirit, that's when we start to yield to that, not just hear it, but we let it sink down and start to bear fruit down in our life. And that Spirit of Christ, I'm not talking about the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, but I'm talking about the Spirit of Christ, begins to be formed down inside of us, and we start to resemble him in the way we think about things, the way we consider things, and yes, even Brother Talley, we learn to hate the things that God hates. And that's when we stand against the doorpost and ask the Lord to bore our ear through with an awl, and the Lord puts a earring in it, and we become a servant unto the Lord, and we're his forever. But thank God that when we first start out, we don't know much about God, we don't know much about his principles, but as we grow, the Lord starts to work with us, and we start to take on that family name. There's a song, a new name written down in glory. And in the book of Revelations, it says, he that overcometh will receive a new name that no man knoweth except he that receiveth it. I used to wonder what that name was. I never could figure it out. But when they came here, they told me, they said, it's so simple. They said, it's not a name that you can spell, but it's a character. It's a spirit. It's the Spirit of Christ that will be formed down inside of you. That's why Jesus said, Thomas came up to him one time and he said, Lord, show us the Father. Jesus said, have I been so little time with you, Thomas, that you don't know that when you've seen me, you've seen the Father? One of these days I'd like to be able to say that the same characteristics that are down inside of me, that I've had a complete name change. You know, I've often thought it's hard for women when they get married to come into, it must have been hard for my wife because we're completely different. We're just, you know, I know a lot of you, some of you may be totally alike, but you can look at Brother Pryor and Sister Pryor, and they're totally different. And Sister Cindy and Brother Michael, they're totally different. So I know some of you women are going to understand what I'm talking about, but when my wife came in, you know, she'd been brought up under her mother and father, a different way of doing things, had to come in, had to change her last name, had to start doing things the way I wanted it to do it. And then I had to learn to give her some leeway at that time to change. And after we've been married 36 years, and I think we've been joined together, we're a lot alike now. There's still some things that are different from us, but that's how it is. When we came in, we started learning about God, and the more experiences that we had, yeah, even through the fire, and thank God that water, we started to put on that spirit. But he put that earring in our ear, and we're to listen to what the Lord is saying. Brother Weininger and I were talking right before church how that we'd both like to be sensitive to the Spirit, to know what God is saying to the church today. You can look out and see some of the things that God's saying to the world. You can see him working out there, but sometimes it's hard to see what God's doing in the church because you get so close to it. But I want to know what the Lord's doing in not just the body, but in our church here. You know, the Lord, he has things, he has a big plan for the church, the body of Christ, but he also has plans for individual churches and individual families and individuals. It finally comes down to God has a plan just specifically designed for you. And I don't want to be one of those that, like it says in the second book of Thessalonians, children of the night that don't know what's going on. Because he told them, he said, but you are not children of the night, that you should sleep and slumber in that time. He said, but I'm going to paraphrase it. He said, but there's a lot of people out here that don't know what the Lord's doing. Like Brother Talley said, there's a lot of people that are working for God. Those are the ones that are children of the night. God's using them to perform his purposes, and God will have his way. But he said, you're not children of the night, but you're children of the day. For you don't walk in darkness, but you walk in light. And that light is understanding. You know what causes light? It takes oil, which is knowledge, and then it takes the Spirit to put a flame to that oil. And when that oil is ignited by the Spirit of God, it becomes light in our life, and that turns into understanding. So he's talking about a people that's full of understanding. We're to be a people down here, and that's what the Lord's doing with us. We start out as servants, but the Lord, through all these years, through the time of the Reformation, like Brother Thompson was talking about, through John and Charles Wesley and John Calvin and Martin Luther and all those other great reformers up on all the way through Brother Souders on down to today. God's been moving us up. He's been giving us more oil, been more light, until finally we're to become a son. We're to have a full revelation, like what Jesus did, of what he was doing. Jesus looked out, and he told his apostles, he said, you look out, and you say, it's still 3 months to the barley harvest. But he said, I say unto you that the harvest is at hand, and we should pray that the Lord of the harvest would send workers into the field. And that's the kind of place that we're in today. That's the kind of condition we're getting in. Just to look at the natural things, it doesn't look good. Brother Pryor, it don't look good today. You look at the world, and I appreciate when Brother Fleming, he gets up and he gives us a report on how the world's doing out there, and it don't look good. I'd get depressed too. I'd want to crawl back in bed if I heard all those things. You know, you look on the TV and there's bombings over here, and somebody's building a nuclear weapon over here, and we owe $16 trillion. Anybody would get discouraged. But I want to get my eyes off that, and I want to put my eyes on the Lord. I want to see what he's doing. I want to see what's going on in the body. So I'm thankful to be here tonight. It's a wonderful spirit here. I wanted to say how good it was. I know they were here last Sunday night, I think, weren't you? But to have Sister Weininger and Sister Lynette back from the... Oh, you weren't back yet. You were back, but you weren't here. Is that right? You were back in town? Well, we're still glad to have you back. Aren't we? Didn't we miss them? Yeah, we missed them. So I appreciate being here. I'm thankful for the service, and thank you for being so attentive. God bless y'all. Yeah.
Hey, I want to let everybody know, one time I went fishing and caught a fish on a razor.
A razor?
Yeah, it can be done. But I don't don't go fishing with raisins.
Why don't we stand? Let's. Do we have any announcements first,
Brother Durham?
Yeah,
I do have an announcement in the media booth. Gladys and I have youth night responsibilities this week, and if no one has any objections or any other ideas, we'd like to have all the youth, teens and young adults meet us at Pinnacle Friday night at 6 o'clock. And we're going to try to hike up before the sun sets, which will give us about 45 minutes to get to the top. Should be a hearty hike. And catch the sunset, and then we'll be coming back down and departing probably around 7:30-ish, 8 o'clock.
All right.
So, and then if the weather doesn't cooperate, we'll be at the gym Friday night.
Okay.
So I'll post more details on Facebook and a little map if you're not sure where that's at.
Thank you. All right. Good. All right. Well, Brother and Sister Smith will be back tomorrow, so they'll be here for the weekend. But I appreciate all your faithfulness and the way y'all come, even when the pastor's not here, because we don't come for him, we come for the Lord, don't we? Amen. All right, let's thank the Lord, and let's ask God to keep his hand on us and go with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful spirit that we felt here tonight, God. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to take that with us. God, help us to keep it in our life, to become a clean vessel, God, to become a cistern, Lord, that can hold your spirit, God, and your word down in our life. Help us to be a light to other people in this world. Keep your hand on us, God, and bring us back safe again Sunday, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Brother Tally says you're dismissed, but you got to shake hands and be friendly.